Financial aid grants for the UW and technical colleges would get an extra $30 million over the next couple years under part of the governor's proposed budget that survived the finance panel. That budget would also spend roughly $30 million on new initiatives at several UW campuses. Much of it would pay for new teachers. Green Bay Democratic Senator Dave Hansen says that would let the UW campus in his district grow.
In the past 10 years, the applications for enrollment have increased by 40% in the Green Bay area. And we don't have enough college graduates in northeastern Wisconsin. There's a tremendous need.
The committee also signed off on a $5 million pot of money aimed at helping the UW retain high-demand faculty. That's only half what the governor wanted. Members voted unanimously to raise application fees by $9 for prospective freshmen and $11 for grad students. But they deadlocked on the governor's proposal to offer in-state tuition to residents who are undocumented immigrants. Republican lawmakers, including Abbotsford Assemblyman Scott Suter, tried unsuccessfully to block that plan.
The fact is they are undocumented. They are not here in a legal fashion and therefore should not be given a break on tuition as a result.
That plan and all the others now head to the full legislature, where the Senate should begin debating the budget later this month. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.